Hello, welcome to AM and the PM.
How we doing? Amanda and I were just talking. We are in like a two-story, one and a half-story little shed that is in at my parents' house on the property here, and there's nothing left in the top story. So we are up here in chairs, and we were going to use a little tripod for the microphone. But then we decided maybe we could just record it independently on our phones, and I'll do some audio wizardry afterwards. And I did the old clap to sync the audio once we had both recorders going. And I was explaining to her that that's how you sync the audio. When you take the audio from your phone, you take the audio from my phone, and you put it together in a like a program thing, and you see how the audio is going up and down. You can see where that big spike in clap is. I've never done that before. I just know that's what the marker thing is for in videos, cinema. No,
I have no clue what you're
it's all
talking
right. It's
about.
okay. We
I'm
yeah.
very
It's it.
beyond confused.
It's all right.
I
It's
thought
okay.
he was just making a joke.
It's okay.
Because that's what he does.
It's all right. Anyway, we're trying the whole this whole independent microphone thing out. Hopefully it's cool and works. That'd be great. We wanted to talk about a topic.
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem. So we were having a discussion, and we thought that we don't want to have anything go to waste when we have discussions like that, or things that are relatively deep in nature, because we think if we're going through it, a lot of other people are probably going through it, and it's something that we want to talk about. So it's really Amanda's topic, though. She actually brought it up, which is abnormal, I would say. Normally, I think I bring things up and then you kind of jump in. Not true?
That's not
I'm
true.
lying? Okay, I'm lying.
So this topic kinda is from a couple weeks ago when Mark and I were playing tennis at our local park. And I don't play sports. Like, I don't play sports, I don't like sports. Mark is a very sporty guy. He plays a lot of hockey. So he's just, one of those guys that like was in gym class and was like the gym class hero type person.
That is true.
Me, I was like, I hate this gym class. I can't stand it. I need out. Like, I don't want to play these sports, like whatever. And I just got really weird when we were playing tennis and it was awkward and I don't know. Like, I can't really explain it. It's just like, I don't do sports. I feel uncomfortable with sports. Mark tried to teach me how to play tennis. Like, what did you try to teach me to do? Hold the racket? He tried to teach me.
All I did was try to tell her how to hold the racket. Yeah, just like hold it in your hand and swing, and she's kind of getting like a little loose wrist or something like that. I was just trying to help her out.
Yeah, and I got really defensive, and then we were done playing tennis. So while we were out to eat afterwards, he obviously brought it up because that's what he does. We don't just like not talk about things. That's why we're here. So he brought it up, and I kind of just had this really big realization, which like I kind of know that I've been doing for like almost my whole life, but like almost didn't realize that I've been doing it. And it's just like a really weird thing because I'm one of those people that feels like I know myself really well, but I like just discovered this thing about myself, which like I kind of knew, but it's just weird because I don't know. So to get to the point, it's just like when sports, obviously, when I'm like, if it's a sport, if it's a board game, if it's me dancing, like I honestly probably have never actually, like maybe only a couple times have actually danced in front of Mark, like regularly. I'm just like almost like, embarrassed of what other people will think of me. As if, like, oh, you don't understand how to play this board game, like, you know. And they'll just, like, make some stupid remark that won't even be a big deal. But I've just been realizing that I've been almost been trying to, like, I've just been thinking way too deep about what people think about me, I guess. And I've been avoiding doing things in life, like little things, like I said, board games, sports, heck, even the game like Flip Cup sometimes, like wouldn't play, which is stupid because I played it recently. It was really fun. Wouldn't do because I was worried that someone's gonna be like, oh, you're not doing this right. And I don't know. I think it just might stem from when I was younger and I, you know, was friends with people who would just, you know, make, like, snarky comments, like, you're a dumb blonde, and, like, stuff like that. But it's just, like, I don't know. I just feel like at this point in my life, I didn't think I would, like, find something out about myself like this. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's a tough one. I think that, you know, I think We had this conversation to an extent before we turned on the microphones here, but you know, I feel the same way a lot of times. It's a little different for me. I've gotten over more of the superficial self-esteem type of issues. I think I'm now more into like, oh, I want to make sure like my businesses succeed and like I'm seen as like a successful person. I'm doing all these different things and I just want people to understand that I know what I'm doing, so I'm constantly trying to you know, kind of show that. But you know, I mean, it's as far as what Amanda is going through and has gone through, it's interesting to see how everything that happens, like just from, you know, when you're, you know, an adolescent through teenage years and everything like that, affects you now as like an adult. And you know, it really matters like the people you hang around with and things like that. And it's sad that sometimes for whatever reason, culmination of other people's upbringing, your upbringing, all kind of, you know, manufactures this weird feeling in you that it's like you don't, either you don't feel like you're good enough on certain things, or you feel like people are always judging you when they're not. And I like to, when any time that Amanda and I, even in the past, have talked about these types of things, I like to jump in and try to be the voice of reason, be very objective and say, like, honestly, nobody else, like, you can be walking down the street, you could look like an idiot or whatever in your own mind, like, nobody else, 9 times out of 10, is going to give a shit. Because at the end of the day, everybody has their own problems. I tell people this all the time. It's like, I have my own shit going on that I need to worry about. I don't care. Like, and even if I do care about like what's going on with you, like if you messed up or something like that, just do this the next time. Like next time you see something like that in the news, like pop culture or anything like that, watch how quickly it comes and goes generally, unless it's like a really big thing where people actually like messed up or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's in and it's out. People don't have time, nor do they care enough to like worry about like the mistakes you made. So, or the things that you come up short on. So that's what I always try to fall back on. And it's something, like I said, that I deal with. But with Amanda specifically, I don't think she's definitely not alone in that. And it's something that I would love to see both of us and everybody get better at, you know, kind of dealing with and moving forward from, just because it's tough. It's a real, I've seen it personally in other places in my life, and it's a real thing that just like it doesn't get any better. You know, it definitely doesn't get any better. It only gets worse as you continue to harbor those feelings and, you know, consistently, like every single day, you know, for like 30 years, like worry about what people think about you and all this other stuff on top of the other things that could just happen in your life that actually do mean something or could, you know, actually hold some value, not just like your weird opinions and things going on in your mind, right? So it's a tough thing. But, you know, I think we're, I do my best to help Amanda, and she obviously very much supports me. So, and that's why we want to be here for any of you guys listening, just, you know, as somebody else, another perspective, I think.
Well, I honestly, it's really weird because I have been doing this for years and I haven't even realized it. It was very deep inside of me, like as if I've just been doing it for so long, like, oh, let's play this board game because I like know how to play that one. I don't know how to play the other one. Or like, for example, I'm trying to think of a really good example, but I can't think of anything, but I'm sure there's been other times Mark has asked me to play some sort of sport, and I'm like, no, like, no. Mm-hmm. Or, like, how embarrassed or, like, how weird I was when we were making our first TikTok. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know how to act. And, like, I don't know. I guess, like, Mark's sister, Sarah, was there, and she's, like, a really good dancer. But I don't know if it really is because of that, like, or if I was with Mark by myself, if I would still feel weird. Because I probably would still feel a little weird. I don't know. Obviously, it's just something I think I have to work on, and I'm really glad that we talked about it, and I found out that I have been doing it for years, but it's almost like I didn't realize it because I've been doing it for so long. Like, I didn't know there was even a problem. I've just been doing it. And then when we had that conversation, or a little after that conversation, ever since we had that conversation a few weeks ago, I was just like, oh shit, like, maybe I should work on that. Like, that's not normal. Like, you've been doing that for years. Like, it's kind of sad that you feel that way about yourself, because obviously I want to be my best self and I want to freaking make TikTok dances and freaking, obviously we're in a relationship, so I don't want to just be like, which I did say this already, I don't do sports. Like, I don't do sports. Like, I don't do sports. Like, that's not like really, fair to Mark in a sense, because like he wants to play sports, he wants to do stuff, and like in my head I'm like, oh well, we have, I thought about this before, not really now, oh, and we have kids, like I'll be involved with sports because our kids will be playing sports. And it's just like, that's stupid. Like, I should be able to freaking, you know, do sporty things now with him. Like, I don't know.
I would like that. I'd like to play some more sports with you, Amanda. That would be cool. I don't know, though. I think the self-esteem, you know, and all these things that we're kind of talking about here, you know, again, I think a lot of people go through them, and I'm kind of like, I think what we're doing here is really good. And I'm probably going to say that literally every episode.
You probably will.
Every episode we make. Because, this is like me to a T, and it's cool to do it to somebody that you're actually, you know, specifically growing with. But it's just one of those things that it's such a prevalent thing. And if you have it in your life and you can see it, the effects of it, it's not a good thing to constantly be, you know, being so hard on yourself, judging yourself. And, you know, thinking that other people are trying to put you down, because in the end, it's just going to wear you down like tremendously. So, I don't know. I think that, it could definitely, it's not to say, I always get to this other place though, where it's like the other side of the thing where it's like, oh, well, you know, people are, there might be like excuses made almost in a sense or something, where people are going to say like, oh, well, you know, I've had all this stuff happen to me in the past, and you know, like, I don't know, I'm just going to throw out like depression, anxiety, and all those types of things. I'm very empathetic to those types of things. I've been fortunate enough to not really have to deal with a lot of that. But at the same time, though, like, I just don't believe in using things as an excuse. Like, not necessarily those ones. But if your life has been subpar to whatever, you know, however many years you've been alive, you can change it. Like, you can definitely, it's not going to happen overnight, but if you actually want things to change, they will change. You know, and I know it's very difficult when you might be in like a hopeless situation, whether that's self-esteem or anything else, like your self-confidence and everything like that. I know it's very easy to like think that nothing's going to change and you're just going to like die the same way that you are and feeling like crap and whatever, but trust me, that's not really the case. Like, if you want to change, you can make those changes. Like, and let me tell you this too, because again, I like to pull from things that I've gone through. One of the best ways to change yourself is by changing the people that you're around or the amount of time that you spend around certain people, because certain people are just going to pull you, I don't want to say pull you down, but they're going to pull you away from like the person that you actually want to be if they're not lined up with what you want. How many times have you been near somebody that is just like a total drain on you because, you know, they don't want to do something or they don't want to like, you know, do anything, get better, you know, be happier and all those types of things? I know from personal experience that it's very tough to be around those types of people for an extended period of time. And it's a shame because a lot of those times those people are close to you. But at the same time, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to sacrifice your happiness and your life just because of the people that you're currently around? I'm not saying cut people off necessarily. I never like to say that. But I know that the reallocation of your energy and time spent with people can definitely have a positive effect on you. Like, I know that for certain. Because when you consume content that is positive and just makes you want to get up and go or makes you want to think differently about the, you know, the way that you feel and tries to like, the motivation from stuff is kind of like, you know, wishy-washy. I don't really know if you want to derive all of your motivation from content and stuff that you consume. But what I mean is just as a little jumpstart, just as a little glimmer of hope. And then the way you really capitalize on it is you start to make your own hope. You start to be the person that is almost producing that type of thing or having those conversations or really just talking and living and growing. Because when you're in that place where it's like, I'm not saying Amanda's in this place, I'm just saying in general, like when anybody's in that place, it's so difficult to see, you know, the finish line, that you need something to start and then kind of, you know, try to keep going from there. So that's, I don't know. I feel like I should be asking questions or something to keep this going back and forth.
I've been waiting to talk. We need like a signal or something because he goes on. We talk about something and then I'm like, yes, I have a response to that. And then he just like goes into this, like, I don't even know. And I really had to remember what I was going to say. You said excuses. Mm-hmm. I have been making those excuses. I've been doing that with, you know, the topic I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. I have been making those excuses, like, for years, like, my whole life. And I'm just interested if anybody else has gone through that, because I literally feel like we pulled that out of me. Like, I would have never known that it was such of an issue if we didn't go play tennis that day. Like, I just wouldn't have. We could have done something else, I'm sure, would have pulled out of me eventually, but I've just never known that I've struggled with, like, I guess, what people think of me in certain situations so much.
Yeah, that was a very weird experience. Let me try to recap. I don't want to go super long on this, but, like, I want to recap from my perspective, because Amanda gave her side of the story, but I want to, and I have a terrible memory, okay? This was only a couple weeks ago, and I can barely remember. But I will tell you, I want to tell you guys this, because if you're listening as a couple or anybody like that, it's important to know both sides, right? It's important to not only know when you feel like that, what you're kind of feeling, or like other people kind of feeling that, But, like, you have to be able to recognize it. And I don't think I did a great job. So basically, we're playing tennis, and I bought Amanda a tennis racket, like, three years ago. And tennis balls, and we had never played. And then so we're like, okay, it's a beautiful day out, you know, early, not even spring yet, I don't think. And we go, because I get spring fever, and we go out there, and we walk around. Do we walk around first? I think we walked around first.
Yeah, we walked.
We walked around first, and then because Amanda just wanted to walk. And I was like, I want to play tennis. And she's like, okay, well, let's walk first. So we walked around, and then we come back to the tennis courts. And she's kind of being, I think she was being a little bit reluctant, like a little bit. I don't know. Like, she wanted to play. But you can tell that it's not Amanda's fault, per se, or your partner's fault, when they genuinely want to make you happy. So what I mean is, like, Amanda, we started playing tennis, and Amanda wanted to play tennis because it's something that I wanted to do. We had just walked and stuff like that, right? We just, you know, hung out. We want to do something that's, so it was like, okay, we can play tennis, you know, let's play tennis because I know that will make you happy, type thing. And we start playing, and we're literally just hitting the ball back and forth. And I, from my perspective, Amanda is like kind of half-assing it. Like, I know she's not like a sport girl, right? Like, but she's definitely like, you know, she's not like, you know, totally uncoordinated, right? I don't know a better way to put this, but like we talked about this earlier. I'm trying to recap that too, right? So it's kind of like a half-ass type tennis thing. And I was like, and I just walked over and we're hitting the ball back and forth. And the funny thing is, like, the balls were going, like, you were hitting the ball. Like, you weren't missing, if you remember. Like, you were hitting the ball. Like, it was like you weren't as bad as you thought you were. You were making yourself worse because you weren't trying to get better. And I apologize to our listeners. Like, we just had a conversation about this. And it's like, that just struck me. It's like, I come over there and I say, hey, Amanda, just like hold the rat a little bit, like almost tighter, and kind of just like swing like this. And I'm literally just moving my arm, and I don't know what happened, but she's like, I don't like when people tell me how to get better, or something ridiculous like that, you said.
Something about, I don't like when people tell me how to, like I just wanted to mess around. Like, I didn't want it to be, like, so serious. And I guess, like, when you play tennis, you have to stand all the way back, and I wasn't standing all the way back. And he's just trying to show me how to, you know, do the tennis racket the correct way, but he's just so, like, athletic, and I'm just, like, not, and I'm just, like, you know, like, just God, like, I don't know how to explain it, but continue. Yeah.
No, I mean, it was just interesting because, like, that you said that, too, and that reminded me. It's like, we weren't even playing a game at that point. We're just trying to hit it back and forth.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, you – and I didn't want to play. I mean, I always want to play a game, but I didn't want to play a game right away. I wanted to just hit it back and forth. And it was like, I came over there and I was so confused. I was like, what do you mean? I'm just telling you how to hold a racket. Like, I'm trying to help you improve. I wasn't like I don't think I was being like a jag off at that point. And then she came back at me with that. And I was like, all right, you know what? Well, I mean, if you don't want to play, then we don't have to play. Like, I was almost like, just like, why are you not like giving any effort almost? Because I didn't need Amanda, and I didn't think Amanda was going to be like a, you know, Roger Federer. Like, that's not what I meant. Roger Federer is a really good tennis player. Okay, it was, whatever. But it's a side track. But that's not what I wanted out of that interaction. I just wanted us to hit the ball back and forth, right? And I genuinely believe that if we went back out on a tennis court today, and I could, and Amanda could somehow find it within her to actually try to play tennis, she actually wouldn't be that bad. Not like a game or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying hit the ball back and forth. You know, I hope that I'm making sense. I think we have, a different understanding of what I'm talking about. But when you try to get better, as humans, there's almost no way you're not going to get better. If you're trying, you're probably going to do okay, unless it's something ridiculously complex and it's your first time. But like just doing something like that. And what I'm, and the way that relates is because when you don't try and you're not giving the effort because you think you're not gonna do well or you're gonna get judged or anything like that, it totally like actually multiplies the shittiness of the situation, because you know, you're not trying to get better, you think people are judging you, and now people are judging you because they think like you're not trying and all this sort of stuff. It's just a
I feel that.
It's a cycle. So, you know, just try. Don't do anything you don't want to do. That's not really what I'm saying, but like, you know, try different things. And I think, I don't know if you want to kind of give your perspective on that as well, but that's how I saw it, and I think it's an important side to see it from.
Like I said, I think it's just something that I realized about myself and I need to work on.
I don't know. I think that's pretty much it for the most part. You know, we'll keep you updated on, you know, how everything continues to go there with, you know, both of our sides of it. Because, again, there's a whole nother side that we didn't talk about with me and the things that I'm doing right now, that it's a different kind of, you know, mental game that gets played there. So, again, though, we just wanted to hop on and give this chat. And I think it was pretty insightful, pretty good. So we will, we appreciate you guys listening. Anything else?
And, we're in the middle of a quarantine, so
still in the middle of a quarantine.
I think maybe I'll, you know, obviously this is a whole nother topic, but I need to keep myself busy. Mark has a lot of stuff to keep himself busy, but I think one of my goals of the quarantine, for however much longer it lasts, maybe I should just do stuff that I normally wouldn't do that would make me feel uncomfortable so that I can work on myself.
Yeah, this comfort zone thing is definitely real, guys. I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, everybody else, and I don't want to really get into this right now. Maybe we'll make another podcast about this, you know, sometime soon in the future, because it's a real thing, and we could talk about it for hours. But the comfort zone thing is real. It applies directly to what we're talking about today, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, when you have an idea and you want to pursue it, and then you make that jump, it's definitely worth it. Once you establish the mindset that the goal isn't to necessarily succeed at what you wanted initially, per se. It's just to do what you want to do and be happy and whatever it is. And it might even change. So, again, that's kind of a topic for a different episode, but definitely if we could leave with anything, don't worry about other people. Don't give a shit about what other people think about you. You know, nobody's judging you. Everybody has their own problems. And, you know, just try. Don't lose the game before you even play, in a sense. You know, you're your only enemy is yourself in that regard. So with that, we appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so much as always. And we will talk to you in the next one.